Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn is with us in studio today. Ed, thank you very much, by the way, for all the WhatsApp photographs that you send me when I'm still working away and it's raining outside and you're on your holliers. Thanks for that, number one.
I know, I carry you in my heart everywhere I go.
I know you do. You've been to somewhere in the last week that I've actually never even heard of. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, this wonderful place, the city of two cathedrals. It's called Zaragoza, and it's about an hour and 20 minutes from Madrid by train. Right, so this is the way we did it. We flew directly to Madrid and then we basically got the AVE high-speed train. Now, there's about 29 trains a day between Madrid and Zaragoza. Now, you're in the region of Aragon. You remember Catherine of Aragon, who married Henry VIII, and he couldn't get rid of her. So that's where you are, the Kingdom of Aragon. And of course, the Moors were here for 700 years in Spain, so you've that whole history there. But in terms of population, you're talking about 700,000 people. It's the city of two cathedrals. There's a basilica there, which is absolutely amazing. Now, the Basilica del Pilar, which is pillar. And the Virgin Mary brought a pillar to here, and it's in the cathedral. And you queue up and you kneel down and you touch it. And then, you know, all your woes and everything is great after that. Mm. But it's stunning. In terms of a basilica or a cathedral, it is probably one of the most impressive I've ever seen. Now, you know, you're talking UNESCO here as well.
You've seen them all.
I have. I love a good church, Trina, as you know. And this is mind-blowingly amazing. Outside, of course, you're in this beautiful square as well. Alfonso Street, a beautiful pedestrian street, all these gorgeous buildings. I mean, a lot of Spanish cities would be great for food. I mean, they live through their food in Spain. This is that. There's an area called El Tubo, which is like our Temple Bar, but more stylish, and they're so friendly. I mean,
as pricey as Temple Bar?
Oh, stop! No, it's not. I paid $7.40 for a pint the other day. Not in Temple Bar. No, like for €6, you get a beautiful glass of wine and a tapas. You know, I mean, the food there. Just to give you an idea, I mean, we went to a restaurant there for lunch one day, just El Clandestino, and the girl there, Susana, the chef, she won best tapas in all of Spain. Now, this was like a razor clam with the most beautiful, I'll send you a little picture of that as well. It was like a work of art, and herself and her partner there, Fernando, they run the restaurant, but it's the most beautiful restaurant. And again, everything there is amazing. We went to another restaurant, Montal. They're famous for their wines, of course, the Grenache wines, and they have the most beautiful wines there, reds and whites. But you're just struck by, I was with a few other, it was this group of us, there was five of us, and none of us had been there before. And it was all that wow factor stuff, you know.
Okay.
Now, there's an amazing castle as well. The castle there, it's the Alfageria Palace. I'll spell it. It's Alfageria Palace. Dates back to the 11th century. It's a mix of Islamic Mudéjar, which is the kind of the artists that kind of did all the work in there, right? And the Gothic Renaissance era. But it's lovely because you've this mix of the Muslim history there, the Moors, and then the Christians came, and you get to discover all that kind of history there. Now, when I arrived, by the way, right, I felt I needed, as you can see, looking really well, a little trim, a little haircut. And I went to it, ran up the road, gorgeous hairstyle, and the ladies had come back in 10 minutes, haircut, washed, everything, €12. That a barometer for me, right? And Trin, what I actually love to do, I love getting my hair cut in other places and other countries. And then my SIM card wasn't working. Ran into another shop, €10 for a SIM card for 30 days, right? For 50 gigabytes. Like, unbelievable. Like, do you know when everything is just so fabulously affordable? And then I had a little coffee and a cake, €3.50. I'm not going on. I know about the price, but I suppose here in Ireland, when you pay, like, I was at the Gay Theatre like last night, €8 for a glass of wine, you know? And I mean, it's just, we pay so much here for everything. It's a joy.
Surprise. Now, I thought you would have been the type to have the bottle of wine in your bag there, Ed.
I left the bag at home, I know. But listen, in terms of a city that, you know, has a lot of things going on, I mean, they have great festivals there as well. And to stay there, we were in a lovely hotel, the Alfonso. They've got lovely 3- and 4-star hotels. That one is an amazing location. 120 a night. for two people, bed and breakfast. Great value.
So is this very much a holiday for, you know, couples or people on singles as well? It doesn't really sound like a family kind of a place.
Yeah, I mean, again, I would say to you, like, you could definitely have, like, there was loads of people there, from kids, like locals, obviously, with their kids and stuff. And there had just been a huge big festival on there, the Festival of Pilar, which is huge because, you know, this, in Spain, they do amazing fiestas. So it is very family friendly. But for me, it would be an amazing weekend. Like the Goya, you know, the famous painter Goya, the museum there, the Goya Museum, is amazing. And not just because of his paintings, because Goya went deaf later on in life, like kind of like Beethoven. And, you know, in the Prado, where I went just for a day or two after my Zaragoza trip, I just stayed on. He has all these dark paintings, of course, you know, with this period. But in the Goya Museum in Zaragoza, there's all his etchings and sketches, you know, that he drew in kind of earlier years. Mm. And that is fascinating to see that. So there's another fantastic museum there, the Museo Pablo Gargallo, a lovely Renaissance mansion that's filled with works of art. He, of course, one of the most innovative sculptors of the 20th century. Most visitors would go there and spend an afternoon, and in the palace as well. Now, there was a huge expo here as well, Trina. So they have a whole area that you can go to, which is real modern and modernist. And you can go out there and go skating or roller skating, whatever you like. But really, really nice, which I loved. If you wanted a couple of days leave before Christmas and you wanted to go, it's like an end of year city break, which is really affordable, this is the place to go.
I'm just looking at it up here on my phone, right, Ed? So just for anybody, it's spelled Zaragoza. So think of the shop, the clothes shop Zara.
Yeah.
So Zaragoza, G-O-Z-A.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And in fact, the name comes from Caesar Augusta, because the Romans were here for years as well, obviously. So, you know, there's huge Roman influence there, right? Like, if you just wanted to go there for fun and for food, incredible. Now, there's a 6,000-seater Roman theatre beyond the Basilica, the preserved ruins, Trina, of a 6,000-seater Roman theatre as well, which is also gorgeous. They have this thing called a Choco Pass, right? And you can go to all these different amazing chocolate. Now, they say chocolate, by the way. Chocolate came to Europe here. It was a monk, Peter, that actually brought it over when Christopher Columbus came back from America in 1492. He brought chocolate with him. It started here. And I can well believe it, because they were trying to get me out of some of those chocolate places with a crowbar, like the chocolate.
Nice.
And they do these amazing fruits, where they dip the fruits in the chocolate, and you can do that yourself as well. Just like seriously delicious.
Yeah, the Aquarium River of Zaragoza. Did you go to do that?
No. I didn't. So I was there for sort of 3 days. So we did loads of different things, right?
Yeah.
But as I said, it's really got sort of all the stuff you want. We flew to Madrid. You've loads of flights here. Aer Lingus, Ryanair, Iberia, all fly direct from Dublin to Madrid. You can also fly Dublin to Stansted and Stansted direct to, there's an airport, to Zaragoza if you want to. So like you can actually do two flights and fly into it.
Yeah.
But for me, I just love one flight. There's less chance of anything going wrong with one flight than two flights. But it is an option. We met some lovely girls there. They were doing a year learning Spanish. Their family were over visiting them. They flew to Santiago and back to Dublin. They were doing like other little breaks, but very clever. And the flights were really, really cheap. So you can do that. Check that out as well. You can actually fly into Zaragoza if you want to do that as well.
So
but I love the train.
Did
it's
you?
Fabulous.
You've got the train.
Yeah.
So how much are you talking for the train and the flight?
€9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you know,
and
you're, you'd be pleased.
When you say flights now, I never seem to, I don't know what it is, I seem to be the only person who can't get a decent deal on flights.
I'll sort out.
Let me go.
I'll sit down. Those algorithms.
There's definitely a way, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, of course. Yeah. I mean, look, but there's Madrid, because there's a lot of competition on the route, right? There's a lot of airlines flying there. It's, you can get very good deals. But Madrid, I went there, I went to the Prado for 2 days after that. And that's really what I wanted to do. I hadn't been there for 10 years. El Greco, Goya, you know, Rubens, all the masters. It's one of the most beautiful art museums in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was packed. Madrid was packed. It's a big city, full on. And after, I was like, I want to go back to Zaragoza again, you know, because I like Madrid. But it was just, it's hectic, you know, it's like London kind of thing.
But
it's fabulous, right? Now, there's loads going on there as well. But I loved that size, those narrow streets. Like, the guy who owned the Melly Tapas Bar when we were there having our little drinks and tapas. And I mean, one of the guys came out, I think he got a round of drinks. It was €11 for four of us, right?
Stop.
And
it'd be cheaper to get the flight and the train and go for a night out
and,
over there.
Yeah, and the owner came out and he had a little kind of speaker. We're Irish. And next thing he started playing the national anthem for us, you know. Love the Irish.
So how many days would you recommend going to Zaragoza?
I loved, 3 nights was fabulous. I loved it, yeah. There's so much. And the shopping, by the way, fantastic shopping there as well.
Okay, and what time of year, Ed?
I'd go back even for, you know, they do great Christmas markets, something you wouldn't think of, I suppose, but it's an all year round break. Okay. Now, in July and August, Trina, like, it would get very hot.
Jammers as well.
So, to just, you know, if you don't like that very intense heat, but it's one of the coolest cities I've been to, and I can't believe that I haven't been there before. But
I can't believe I'd never even heard of it.
I know. Another Sarah. From the Spanish Tourist Board, actually, she told me all about it. Thanks to her, because she put a great program together.
Yeah.
And it was really, really super. Okay. And I'm going to put that up. I'll put that up on my website if anybody wants to have a look at what we did. But as I said, like La Clandestina, even the lunch there with Susanna, who won the award for the best tapas. She was over at Taste of Dublin here last year. Even for that alone, you'd nearly fly over for the lunch, Trina. It was so good. You know that. You know that kind of a place to go.
And you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you taste something so good, you're like,
It's about €800 for a 2-bedroom apartment for a month, right? So I'm thinking next year I'm going to go there for a month and I'm just going to write my memoir, Trina. I don't know what I'm going to write, but I'll write something. But it's just one of those places that it's just gorgeous. You know the churros? Delicious. Couldn't stop eating those. The churros, like, dipped into the chocolate.
Isn't
gorgeous.
Isn't it a good job they don't weigh you getting back on the plane?
It is a good job, yeah. I'll tell you. Lucky I stayed the 2 days, because a lot of other people were diverted and flown all over the place with the weather here.
Oh,
so
God, it was desperate.
Thank you to the Madonna of Pilar for looking after me. I'll tell you.
Okay, well, edfinntravels.com is where you can get all the details.
And if just look up Visit Zaragoza, or if you look up Spain.info as well, that's the Spanish Tourist Board website. That's really, really good.
Super.
And you will get good flights, I'll tell you, Trina, no problem at all. Fiddle around with the websites and you'll
brilliant.
Get great deals.
We'll chat to you next week, Ed.
Muchas gracias.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed, with destination Cleveland, Ohio. World class experiences without the world class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.